You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, thanks for listening to this 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for February 5th, 2009. I'm Chip. There are spoilers ahead for the Series 3 finale. Remember that episode? Remember the end? The Master has just been shot. He is dying in the arms of his archenemy, who is begging him to regenerate, because the Doctor does not want to be the last of the Time Lords again. And the Master refuses. He dies just to upset the Doctor. And as the Doctor is crying, you are saying to yourself, well, this is a load of melodrama. This makes no sense. It's not realistic. Well, it's actually very realistic. You don't have to be a cosmic megalomaniac to understand why the Master did that. A few months back, I listened to American Public Media's radio show, Marketplace, and they had an interview with Dan Ariely. He's a behavioral economist at Duke University, and he did a game study involving a series of two subjects where the second subject would walk off with the first one's money. He'd trick him, he'd bilk him out of the cash, and obviously the first subject has lost the money and is upset. Well, brain scans showed that if the victim had a chance for revenge, even if it would lose him even more money, pleasure centers in his brain lit up like a Christmas tree. Revenge and spite are just as compelling to us as food, drugs, or a fantastic night with insert name here. People are willing to suffer if it will make their enemies suffer. And the Master was willing to chuck the thing that meant the most to him in the world, survival. And that's why a coward who ran from the Time War just to save his skin was willing to throw it all away. We would rather hurt others than heal ourselves. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. I'll have links to the Ariely interview in the show notes. Next time, we'll take a look at the IDW Publishing miniseries that was just completed, Doctor Who, The Forgotten.